Live from Chicago, Illinois, here is another episode of
What's That From?
All right, when you know what that's from, you can give us a call at 312-981-7200, and you have a chance to win a gift card from Apt Electronics. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, and we do this every Friday night where we rely on Roger Badish to choose a movie from an iconic with an iconic scene that we Roger, I may have to break this down for you. Some of the fun part of this is that we act out a scene that we love doing, but when we don't know what it is,
I love how you're pausing.
We just have to.
We're flying blind.
Blind. All
yeah, no clue.
Four of us have
all right.
Absolutely.
When you guys figure this out, you are going to hit yourselves over the head with those popcorn balls.
And then, okay, so.
I ate mine.
In the yes, absence of that, what are our other options?
Let me put it this way. I had to change all the names.
Oh, now I know.
Oh, well, in that case.
Yeah, still don't have a clue.
Okay, because that's seriously, that would have given it away as soon as I read the first narration.
Oh, see, now I know.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
I don't.
No. 312-981.
There is no narration at front.
Yeah, there is. Very little right at the top.
312-981-7200. Just take a wild guess, everybody. Just, you know.
Oh, they'll know.
Okay.
Especially when we get to the very last page.
It's the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Especially when we get to the very last page.
We've all read the very last page, Roger.
And you still Miracle don't get on 34th Street.
Boy, no. You guys.
Okay.
Not a clue, Roger.
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Interior.
Scene.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
And scene. Go.
Interior Betty's Playroom, daytime.
Here it comes. There.
Oh, look at that.
You like it?
Oh, is that funny? I better put him over here to dry, though. He's still wet.
There we go.
There, he can dry there. Hey, where'd this come from?
I found it.
Where?
Closet.
Huh?
Yep.
Have you been playing with it?
Yep.
You know how?
I'll show you.
Wait a minute, you need two.
No, you don't. I do it all the time.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's both play. You really don't want me to play, huh?
No, I do. Captain Crayon says no.
Captain who?
Captain Crayon.
Who is Captain Crayon?
You know, I make the questions and he does the answers.
Oh, Captain Crayon. I see.
He's nice.
Oh, I bet he is.
Here, I'll show you. Captain Crayon, do you think my mom's pretty? Captain Crayon? Captain Crayon, that's not very nice.
Oh, maybe he's sleeping.
You think?
What, Betty, why are you reading that stuff?
Because I like it.
It's not even a good picture of you. You look so
I wouldn't
mature.
Talk.
You wouldn't talk? Well, I didn't have my makeup man there. Let me take an eyelash off you, okay? Okay, no, I didn't get it. What are we going to do on your birthday? Isn't it nice it's on a Sunday this year? No work. What can we do?
I don't know.
Well, what would you like to do? Got any ideas?
No.
No? Let me think. What can we do? Hey, you know, we've never finished seeing all the sights in Washington. Didn't get to the Lee Mansion, Lots of stuff. Should we do that? Go sightseeing,
Yeah.
If it's a nice day?
Yeah, do that.
Okay, and tomorrow night I'll take you to a movie, okay?
Oh, I love you.
I love you too, Bets. We have a good day, yeah?
You can be Mr. Rawlings if you like.
Mr. Rawlings?
You know, it's okay.
Well, thank you very much, but why on earth would I want to bring Burke on your birthday?
You like him.
Yeah, I like him. Don't you like him? Hey, what's going on? What is this, huh?
You're gonna marry him, aren't you?
Oh, God, are you kidding?
What?
Me marry Burke Rawlings? Don't be silly. Of course not. Where'd you ever get an idea like that?
But you like him.
Of course I like him. I like pizzas, too, but I'm not going to marry one.
Oh, you don't like him like Daddy.
Betty, I love your daddy. I'll always love your daddy, honey, okay? Burke just comes around a lot because, well, he's lonely. Don't got nothing to do.
Well, I heard differently.
Oh, you did? What did you hear, huh?
I don't know.
Well, come on.
I just thought...
Well, you didn't think so good.
How do you know?
Because Burke and I are just friends, okay? Really.
Okay.
You ready for sleep?
Night.
Good night, honey.
Interior bar, nighttime.
Hey, you want another beer?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
It's my mother, Tom. She's alone. I never should have left her. At least in New York, I'd be near. I'd be close to her.
I could see about a transfer, Donald.
I need reassignment, Tom. I want out of this job. It's just, it's wrong. It's no good.
You're the best we've got.
Am I really? It's more than psychiatry, you know? You know, Tom, some of their problems come down to faith, their vocation, the meaning of their lives, and I can't cut it anymore. I need out. I'm unfit. I think I've lost my faith, Tom.
Red Rev.
Well, apparently everybody else knows, and we don't. And,
I have no idea.
Yeah, no, but we have the phone lines lit up. So, and I actually saw on the tech screen. I believe I know. I haven't seen this movie in a long time, and I didn't really like it. But that's okay. That's not. sorry, Roger. That's why I wouldn't remember a single moment of that movie.
Let me just preface this before you pick a winner.
Yes.
I mentioned to you before.
Yes.
If I had picked any other scene in this movie,
it would have been fun.
It would have been.
Wow.
All right, I'm done.
Oh, Red Rob.
Sorry.
That was funny.
I'm sorry, Roger.
Roger.
It's also supposed to be fun.
Yeah, it's funny,
Roger. It's okay if we give it away. That's kind of the point, too. Roger's upset. Roger. Uh-oh. Oh. Roger's not going to talk to us.
Roger, we love you. Have a popcorn ball.
I love you, Roger.
Ball.
Hey, I've got an eyeball for you.
Thanks Patty's for the
got
candy,
a
Roger.
Ball. Thank you for the Roger candy.
My dentist thanks you for the candy.
Thank you, Roger. Yeah. Thank you for pulling the scene and printing them all up and editing them for us as well.
Yeah, okay, sure.
And
okay.
Changed the name beyond recognition.
Yes, I did.
I don't know.
All right, Billy, tell us, what's that from?
I have no clue, but if he could give me a if he could give me a clue or like a little hint, because he kind of gave it away because he said it's funny, but he picked a scene that I probably wouldn't remember. But what year was that movie about?
Hold on, there's other listeners who might have have the answer.
Oh, yeah, okay. I have no clue.
Billy,
Daddy.
Don't hang up, Billy. I will. I'll see if nobody else gets it. We'll start with the hints. Okay, sound good, everybody?
Okay,
all right,
thanks.
Stand by. Hold on, let's see. Hey, Jim, what do you think? What's that from?
I'm going to go with The Exorcist.
Yes.
Is it really?
Are you serious?
Yep.
You mean I was right when I was going Red Rob?
That's from The Shining.
Oh, okay.
That's The Shining. That's why I thought you gave it away. I'm like, oh, he gave it away again.
No, Reagan is the little girl.
Yeah.
And Captain Crayon, I even had to change that name.
Who's Captain Crayon?
It's her little
Captain Howdy.
Yeah, Captain Howdy. And
Captain
she
Howdy.
Talks. That's where the spirit is that she talks to before. Yeah, so, yeah.
Okay.
And that was the scene.
And you said Washington. You referenced Washington, weren't they?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
So there's other giveaways in it. It's like where she says that her mother would rather, you know, be with this other guy. And she says no, because that's the guy that it comes in, gets drunk at the party later in the movie. Yeah. And then she.
I thought it was Chucky. That's why I said I didn't like it. I love The Exorcist, but I would never have recognized any of this.
And again, that's at the very towards the very beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
And again, it would be hard later on because there's so many different voices, characters in it, that it would be hard. And plus, anything after that would give it away. There's no way I could change anything. I know you want to have fun with it, but whatever.
maybe I should have just read
why would we want to have fun with it?
Maybe I should have just read all of my lines as Yoda.
That would have been work.
Because I had so many of them.
There's no
me.
Wait, what is it? There's no small parts, only small actors.
There you go. I only had two narration lines.
I always say that, Patty and I always say that every year at the Christmas play, don't we? Because we have like a line.
Oh,
each.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we always get like
someone else,
transfer I could see
someone
about,
else, no,
Donald.
Like no names being said, Wendy. Always
and Bill.
Get, like, yeah.
Bill had like
Bill, Cochran,
yeah.
Wendy. Yeah, they get the lead roles.
Yep.
We get a line.
Best you are, we've got.
And then we always hear, there's no small roles, just small actors.
Yeah.